Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You remember the days when you were always ready to go and you could just have a boner whenever you wanted? You want to increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed? You know, like getting a huge boner? Well, listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach or empty. I mean, I would recommend maybe, you know, not going into the office taking one, but, you know, whatever. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Or, hell, take it when you go to the office. Maybe you're having a torrid affair with somebody in the office. Who knows? Not my place to judge. Anywho, if you could benefit from extra function and more confidence. Wait, is that what we're calling it? Extra function? And more confidence when it counts? Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys, like Juge, talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps your follow through. Unlike a tennis coach. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Aside from me reading this, it's made in the U.S. of A, America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L. UEChew.com, promo code armchair, ARMCHAIR, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
All right, everybody, that's the breaking news.
We don't have the soundboard, so we need the...
No, I dropped in the soundboard, so they're actually hearing it, but now they're hearing you. But that's the breaking news music, baby. It's the breaking news sound effect, and it's Juge doing the breaking news. So that means the Saints did something, and of course, our brand for the Saints Happy Hour podcast is when the Saints fucking break news, we're first. Sometimes responsibly, sometimes not, but it doesn't matter. So, Andrew, the Saints had some major breaking news today, and it's good, and I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised. You'll explain it to the people, but the Saints announced today, right now, Sheldon Rankins is coming off the PUP. So explain to people what that means. It doesn't mean necessarily that he's going to be ready for week one, but explain to people what taking him off the PUP means.
Yeah, so you should be both excited and temper your excitement. It's both good news. And it's maybe not as great as you think. Here's basically the three options with Rankins, a guy who hasn't practiced yet. You could put him on IR. To me, that's not really an option because then he has to sit, till week 8 or week 9. And then you could bring him back from IR after that. But you don't want to do that with him. You want to save that for other players. So basically, if he stays on PUP once the season starts, the advantage of that is that he doesn't carry a roster spot. So that's kind of nice. Where you guys injured and he can't play for 6 weeks because he's on PUP, but he's not counting against the 53. The downside to taking him off PUP, which is what the Saints are apparently doing, is he will count against the 53-man roster. So if he's not good to go week one or week two, he will be on the team, and he will cost someone else a roster spot. So that's
the
downside.
There's no way he's playing week one or week two. There's no way.
I mean, I would think not because he hasn't been in practice, but, like, you got, they're 2 weeks away from the game now.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
You know, if he's in practice and he's kind of doing his thing for 2 weeks, I mean, to me it's a long shot. I think 2 weeks to get him ready seems a little crazy. But so here's the deal. I think he's not going to play week one, in my opinion, but he's going to play at some point in the first 6 weeks. That's what the Saints are saying. They're saying he's far enough in his recovery that we don't want to put him on PUP, which means he can't play for 6 weeks because we believe he's going to be healthy and ready to go sooner. Now, whether that means he's good to go week three, week four, that we don't know.
I mean, I would think it's got to be no late. They think it's going to be no later than the end of September. Because if they were like, well, he's definitely going to be out 4 weeks, it might be five. Well, then they wouldn't
suffer the extra game. Yeah,
they would suffer the extra game because it's too much of a risk to have him sucking up a roster spot, right? And if you bring him back too soon and he gets injured, then you have to IR him, and maybe you have to cut somebody you didn't want to cut, and it's just a whole mess. Like, it's not worth the risk to me that they're taking him off the PUP. They're saying, in my opinion, he's playing the first 3 weeks. Somewhere along, they feel like he's playing the first 3 weeks, and he's going to be ready, and he's going to be worthwhile to have on the roster.
You mean he's playing at some point in the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, he's playing point in the first 3 weeks. And
yeah, I think, you know, we're 2 weeks away from Monday night, so I think that's probably unrealistic. My guess is that they spare him the air travel going to the West Coast. So my guess, if I was a betting man, I'd be putting my chips on week four. I think that's the week he comes back, and he's going to carry a roster spot for 3 weeks and not play. I mean, it's possible they bring him out to the West Coast and roll with him week two at the Rams. Those are maybe the dates to look at. But if I'm a betting man, I think that Sunday night game against the Cowboys is the one you pencil in.
Yeah, and look, he was so good last year. The Saints medical staff, look, we make the jokes about them, but they've gotten better and that sort of thing. So if the medical staff says, look, he is going to be ready to go, it's not a risk, and he can be ready to go week three or week four, 3 weeks is a huge chunk of time to have Sheldon Rankins in your rotation, and it's worth doing. You know, when you're talking 3 weeks instead of 1 week game, that's a difference, because three games instead of one, that's in the NFL when you only have 16, that's huge. To me, this Andrew is great news, because I honestly just sort of put Rankins out of my mind, and just I haven't really factored him in my equation for the Saints for 2019. Now people say maybe that's bad on my part, obviously, because he's coming back early. But I just looked at that Achilles with him, and I was like, man, I just don't think he's going to give them much in 2019. But I'm happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
If he's back at close to what he was last year, the Saints become immeasurably better, because people forget at the end of last year, and I'm not saying overall, but at the end of last year, probably from Thanksgiving on, he was the Saints' best defensive player. He was. He was better than Jordan. He was better than Lattimore. He was better than all of them. And he was destroying people. And he got hurt in the playoff game, and that changed. But if he can get back to close to that, this defense can become scary.
Yeah, and it won't happen overnight.
No.
But I think if by November he can get there, then this is a huge win, and this is a big step in that direction. The main thing about PUP too is you can't you can be with a team, you can go in team meetings, you can rehab and do that stuff, but you can't practice, you can't be on the field, you can't do that stuff. So taking him off PUP means that you can give him limited reps in practice, and he can be out there on the field doing some stuff off to the side. So the fact that he's now eligible to start doing that as soon as they take him off means he's that much further along in his recovery. And he's getting closer. If he's practicing, that's the next thing to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
If he's off PUP, how much is he practicing? Because if he's starting to take full team reps, then you know he's getting really close.
Yeah, so I just think this, you know, that the Saints looked good on Saturday. This is more great news. I mean, to me, this gives me real hope that he can be back and either close to what he was or even just a really good guy in the rotation, that he can be that by November. And I have real hope for that now that I really didn't have until they made the announcement today. So I'm bullish. And look, the Saints defensive line, they need juice. They need bodies in there. I feel like their pass rush, it looked better in the preseason, but that really doesn't judge. It's like Sheldon Rankin was a big reason why that pass rush was spectacular last year by Sean Payton standards.
Yeah, you said it, man. And, you know, I think pass rush-wise, you know, Sheldon Rankin is a technique guy, too. I mean, I talk about the difference between, like, Teron Armstead and Andres Pete. When Andres Pete is banged up, I feel like his performance drops big time because he's not a technique guy. He's all about brute force and his big body. And when he's feeling good, he can impose his mass and his size. But, like, when he gets injured and he can't impose himself as much physically, I think his play drops a lot because he's not as technical and he doesn't have great technique. And I think if you look at Teron Armstead, yeah, he is a physical freak and he is incredibly strong. But, like, if you take away one of his legs or you take away his arm strength, he's still a really good tackle because he's got such sound technique. So he's got other aspects of his game. And I just think Rankins is one of those guys where, yes, he has a huge explosive first step that maybe drops off a little bit. But he's more like Armstead in that he has the technique. He has other elements to his game where I think even if he's not, you know, the exact speed that he was before the injury right away, he's still going to be able to contribute and make an impact.
And here's my thing with the Saints, though. I don't want them pushing it because I still think even without Rankins, they're still going to be a really good team. And they have the luxury of being patient with him. And I hope they are. You know, in 2017, they Armstead came back early because he's a physical freak. Like, he heals at a rate that's just weird. But I just hope the Saints are being patient and cautious with him because they can be okay without him. So, but we'll see. So this is good news. And like I said, guys, this podcast, it's free until the start of the season, but once the season starts, these breaking news podcasts, you got to pay $7 at least for them. You should pay $10 so you can get all the podcasts and Andrew's grades. But this is why we are the number one downloaded podcast in the world for people who drink fruity beers. So,
and watch the same.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So we will see you again tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer.
So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.